The beaches of Chatham, Massachusetts on Cape Cod remain closed to swimmers. That's because great white sharks have been spotted close to shore. It may be scary for some beachgoers, but it's been a great opportunity for biologists. They've managed to tag 5 sharks with sophisticated electronic devices to track migratory patterns.
Greg Skomel is a marine biologist with the Massachusetts Department of Marine Fisheries. Welcome to our program, sir.
Nice to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
Tell us where you are, please, and about the vessel you're on.
We are on the fishing vessel Easy Does It, which is a commercial vessel. And we're about a quarter mile off the coast of Monomoy Island, where we've tagged 5 sharks with the aid of Captain Billy Chaprallis and his crew.
Why now? Why are the great whites coming that close to shore, do you think, this September?
It's a great question, and I think the most motivating factor is the presence of a fairly sizable gray seal colony that has recently rebounded over the last decade in this area. Sharks are finally catching on that there's a viable and readily available food resource for them.
You went out this morning early?
Yep. Billy left the dock about 7 a.m., and he had the first shark tagged this morning at 8:30, and had 2 more sharks tagged over the course of the next couple of hours. So it's been a very successful day.
Could I speak with Captain Chaprallis, please?
Absolutely. I'll put him on right now.
Thank you.
Hello.
Captain, hi, it's Noah Adams. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Would you describe the process? This is it's a sort of an old-fashioned harpoon device with a high-tech tag on the end of it, right?
Yes, that's correct.
How close do you have to get?
We've got to get pretty close, at least with a shark to be at least 4 feet under the surface. This morning, the first fish we tagged, we were in 6 feet of water right in the surf, so we had to watch out not to bottom out, but it was nice tag, and we were able to get out of there before we went aground.
Well, congratulations. Let me speak again, please, to Greg Skomel.
Yep. All right. Nice talking to you.
Thank you.
Stand by. Hello.
Now, describe for us, please, Mr. Skomel, these tags. I have read that they are in place and that they will pop off and rise to the surface in January and transmit information to you in your laboratory?
Yeah, that's how the technology works. They archive temperature, depth, and light level information and stores those data in its little computer chip. And then at a time programmed by us, which in this case is January and February and now May, those tags will come off the shark, float to the surface, and transmit those data to a satellite, which then relays them to me, telling me what it did after after we tagged it.
You know, back when you were in college studying biology for the first time, I bet if somebody would have told you that you would have something like this to use, you would have said, no, no way.
Yeah, when I was an undergrad, we didn't even have personal computers. So now I'm putting computers on white sharks. It's the most amazing thing. And I'll tell you, if anyone told me I'd be doing this, not only putting computers on sharks, but looking at them, studying them, and playing with them like we have, I would have said, nah, forget it.
Greg Skomel, marine biologist with the Massachusetts Division of Marine Fisheries. Thank you for your time, sir.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.